वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यां भागवता सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तेर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 61 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 चैप्टर एंटाइटल लॉर्ड बलराम स्लेस रुक्मी। ततः लक्षा रुक्मी अग्रहिना ग्लहा तत्र अजय बलह जीतवा अहम् इति आह रुक्मी कैतवम् आश्रितः। ततो लक्ष्यं रुक्मग्रिणा ग्लहं तत्राजयद् बलः जीतवान् अहम् इत्याह रुक्मी कैतवमाश्रितः। ततो लक्ष्यं रुक्म्याग्रिणा ग्लहं तत्राजयद् बलः जीतवानहम् इत्याह लुक्मी कैतवमाश्रितः। ततो लक्ष्यं रुक्म्याग्रिणा ग्रहं तत्राजयद् बलः जीतवानहमित्याह रुक्मी कैतवमाश्रितः। ततो लक्ष्यं रुक्म्याग्रहा रुक्मी कैतवम् आश्रितः। ततो लक्ष्यं रुक्म्याग्रिणात् नात्राजयत् फलः जीतवानहमित्याह जीमि कैतवमाश्रितः।
माताजी
ततो लक्ष्यं रुक्म्याग्रिणा ग्लहं तत्राजयद् बलः जीतवानहमित्याह रुक्मी कैतवमाश्रितः। ततः देन लक्ष्यं 100,000 रुक्मी रुक्मी अग्रिणात् एक्सेप्टेड ग्लहम अबेट तत्र इन दैट अजयत वन बलह लॉर्ड बलराम जीतवा है वन अहम आई इति दस आह सेड रुक्मी रुक्मी कैतवम डिसेप्शन आश्रितः रिसोर्टिंग टू। ट्रांसलेशन नेक्स्ट रुक्मी एक्सेप्टेड अ बेट ऑफ 100,000 कॉइन्स विच लॉर्ड बलराम वन बट रुक्मी ट्राइड टू चीट डिक्लेरिंग आई एम द विनर no purport, go to text number 31, then to text number 32 also. Manyuna Shupitha Shrima Samudra Iva Parvani Jatyaruna Koksho Tirusha Nyarbudam Glaham Madade. Shaking with anger like the ocean on the full moon day, handsome Lord Balram, his natural reddish eyes, even redder in his fury, accepted a wager of 100 million gold coins. Tam chapi jitavan Ramo dharmena chalam ashritah rukmi jitam mayatreme vadanto prashnika iti. Translation: Lord Balram fairly won this wager also, but Rukmi again resorted to cheating and declared, "I have won. Let these witnesses here say what they saw." Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Purport: Rukmi undoubtedly had his friends in mind when he called for the witnesses to speak. But even as his witnesses prepared to aid their cheating friend, a wonderful event took place as described in the next verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadakti Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So as the purport says, what happens, it will be described in the next verse. So there is going to be action-packed event now taking place. So reserve this for the next speaker. But today's three verses, it only exposes the foolishness of Rukmi. You know, first of all, Rukmi is actually playing a game of dice with Balram, and he knows the power of Balram also. He knows how powerful Balram is. And understanding who the opponent you are playing with and trying to cheat him is like, you know, just entering into fire willingly, or facing death willingly, you can say. So if anybody would have been there in his place, probably he would have just kept quiet, understanding what the consequence may be, you know. But here in the purport also mentions that, you know, how Rukmi was depending on his friends for the witness. You know, it's happened once that Balram won, and again Balram wins, and here Rukmi declares that no, he himself is a winner, and he is relying on his witnesses to, you know, speak for him. So, you know, that's the foolishness of Rukmi. And in fact, if you see, that's the foolishness of all of us also. You know, we also perform so many activities foolishly, little realizing that, you know, what is in store for us in the future, right? And we just engage in ourselves in so many sinful activities, little understanding that we may have to reap the results of those actions which we have performed. As it's mentioned that, you know, everyone have these four defects. And cheating is one of those. Naturally, a person is going to cheat. In this material world, if you have to live, you have to cheat. You cannot survive in this material world without cheating. Anywhere you go, even the businessman also, he has to cheat. Like Prabhupada mentions, the businessman say, I don't make profit. You know, it cannot happen like that. As the saying is, there is no fortune without a crime. This, you know, if somebody has a fortune, there has to be some crime. You can't just do anything. You know, cheating propensity is there in each and every one of us. Every one of us. You know? Simplicity is a distant word, you know, like, so, here Rukmi is cheating Balram and is taking a risk. You know? People in this material world cheat on the strength of their intelligence. You know? Like somebody in the share market may be cheating millions, use their intelligence for different purposes. Some may cheat on the strength of their wealth, you know. Some may cheat on the strength of the power. Somebody may cheat on the strength of their position. Somebody may cheat, like here, with people around you who are just going to glorify you, and then you think that, oh, they may just help you out with all this, right? So Rukmi here is thinking that, you know, I am going to be like, you know, I am surviving. I can get away with it because my friends are here who are going to be witnesses. And Ditli doesn't realize that Balram is going to use a different tactics. He's just going to do something which we'll see in the next verse. He did not expect that to happen. So just that, you know, we sometimes do cheating thinking that probably I will escape or I will not be caught. Yes, somebody else may be caught, I may not be caught. And I'm doing very nicely, you know. So that's one thing that one must be very cautious. In fact, especially when we are practicing Krishna consciousness, all the more cautious. Because when we pose ourselves as devotees, sometimes devotees, others put a lot of trust in us, a lot of faith in us, and then if we cheat them, you know, then that's the worst thing that can happen. You know, like my profession, you know, there are ample opportunities. I can cheat if you want to. Who knows, you know, like when the person comes, he comes with a trust. You know, he has some problem, and then, you know, instead of treating only that problem, you just create more problems. Say, oh, you have this problem, so you did this and you do this, that. And they may have faith and they do everything, probably. You know, just that, you know, your conscience allows it or not. In any field, not only this field, but any field, we understand that, you know, one has to be absolutely careful in dealing and see that, you know, we are very straightforward and simple in our dealings with others. That's not that particular faith doesn't get disturbed. No, very, very important. It can be money matter, it can be dealings, it can be, you know, anything else in this world. So, that's how it is. In the elevation to Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada mentions that, you know, anything you do in this world, if you try to acquire something through illegal means, it will be taken away. You know, in the form of maybe theft, or probably through illnesses, or probably through taxes, you know, it will go in some way or the other. Like in when you are small in the school, there is this Hindi, in that Hindi language textbook, there was one story, Dood ka dood, Pani ka Pani, you know. So person would, you know, sell milk, but then he would add some water in it. Who will realize this water is not, you know, and it would make money. But then later on, you know, it so happens that, you know, the thing gets spilled over, and then whatever remains is the amount which he was supposed to get, which he sells, that amount is the one which he was supposed to get either way. So, this is the way in this material world, you have to pay a price. And when I talk about cheating, it can come to even religion. In the name of religion, Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. You know, there are people who are there who can cheat you out. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says the praise of cheaters and the cheated. You want to be cheated, there are so many who can cheat you, right? So, that's why Srimad Bhagavatam, right in the first canto, the second verse, Dharma Projita Kaitavatra Parama Nirmasa, kicks out all, you know, cheating type of religion in this. But even to understand Srimad Bhagavatam is so difficult, because to present it in a true aspect is very difficult. Srimad Bhagavatam has been there for long, but how many people have really presented this Srimad Bhagavatam in its true way, in true aspect? You know, even those who would like to present it also would just only touch the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and also the rasa dance. Or there will be some, as Srila Prabhupada mentions, would just, you know, have some Bhagavat Sapta and touch only those aspects which the audience wants. Right? The 10th canto, and that too the intimate Leela of the Lord. But nobody has really tried to understand the philosophy which is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, and even if somebody wants to understand, it has not been presented in a very, very true sense, in a very clear way. It's only by the mercy of the previous acharyas in disciplic succession then we can understand. And when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, then the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam came alive. Through his example, through his leelas, and the subsequent followers, that the thing came into picture. And one of the greatest proponent or the greatest presenter of the Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Two of the prominent personalities is Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. They are the ones who have presented the whole, you know, pastime or life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in complete. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, then we have understood everything, you can say. So today appears to be Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance, so I thought I'll just share with you something what has been presented in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because to understand a personality you have to hear from the mouth of someone who can understand him, and who can understand him better than Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who out of humility has presented his great book Chaitanya Charitamrita, but you know, with lot of respect to his predecessor, who is Vrindavan Das Thakur, in fact, you know. So it is said that, you know, in the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, it is said that Ved Vyasya Evasi Daso Vrindavanaduna Sakaya Kusuma Pida Karyatstham Samavisat. He says, who is Vrindavan Das Thakur? It is said that Ved Vyaso Evasi. He is none other than Ved Vyas, who is son of Satyavati. And said that Daso Vrindavanaduna. And not only that, Sakaya Kusumapida, he is also the friend of Krishna, who is Kusumapida. There is a coward friend of Krishna whose name is Kusumapida, and he also has entered into the body of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is a combined form of Vedivyas and Kusumapida, as per Gaur Gaurangi's Bipika, which mentions. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, you know, in the Adi Lila, he is just requesting all of us. Very nice subsequent verses which are there, which really glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur and his real teachings which are there. You know, he says, Ore mora muda loka, loka suna chaitanya mangal, chaitanya mahima yate janibe sakal. He says, O fools, ore muda loka, suna chaitanya mangal, listen to Chaitanya Mangal. Chaitanya Mahima Yata Janibe Sakal. He says, once you understand Chaitanya, once you read Chaitanya Mangal, then you will be able to understand the greatness of Lord Chaitanya. You know, so he is, you know, advising all of us. He is saying, oh fools. Yeah? Because ultimately, you know, like all of us here in this material are involved in so many activities, and then somehow or the other we are being distracted away by so many things in this world. So Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is trying to draw our attention to say, oh fools, please understand now. You know, just read Chaitanya Mangal. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions that previously this book was Chaitanya Mangal. But after Lochan Das, he wrote a book Chaitanya Mangal, then this book became Chaitanya Bhagavat. So Chaitanya Mangal is nothing but Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is Vrindavan Das Thakur's. And then later on, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is mentioning that Krishna Lila Bhagavate kahe Vedevas. Krishna Lila Bhagavat, you know, whatever the Leelas which Lord Krishna has performed, that has already been mentioned in by Vedivas. But Chaitanya Lila are Vyasa Vrindavana Das. But Chaitanya Lila, what has been explained in Chaitanya, of the Chaitanya, pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, he says that has been compiled by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. And it said that later on he mentions, Chaitanya yata nitayare yate janiye mahima yate jani Krishna bhakta siddhantara sima. He says, anybody wants to understand the leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, Chaitanya yata yate janibe mahima. In that what happens is, yate jani Krishna bhakta siddhantara sima. He says, by reading Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all this pastimes which are performed by Lord Chaitanya and Nityanand Prabhu, and the conclusions of devotional service to Krishna. So here, Krishna's Srila Prabhupada also mentions that how, you know, it's very difficult for someone to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. But when one understands, when one reads the Leela and the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Nityanand Prabhu, all the conclusions, Siddhantara Sima, all the conclusions of our Vedic literature are going to be revealed. You know, in fact, if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, most of the verses, you know, are from the Srimad Bhagavatam to substantiate the facts which are there. And then if only reads, one reads Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, we can understand most of the portion from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's the reason why Srila Prabhupada, in his preface, you know, he has given a full life sketch of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because only by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can one understand Lord Chaitanya's pastime. And then later on, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhagavata yata bhakti siddhantare sar, likhi achena iha jani kariya uddar. He says, Bhagavata yata bhakti siddhantare sar, all the conclusion of Vedic literature, Vrindavan Das Thakur has written, likhi achena, by writing this literature, he has, you know, Karila Uddhar, he has benefited the whole world. Vrindavan Das Thakur, that's his contribution. And it is said that Chaitanya Mangala Yani Shuni Pashandi Yavana. If anybody hears Chaitanya Bhagavat, whether he is a Pashandi or a Yavana, and what is the philosophy? He says that Seha Mahavaishnava Yata Tatakshana. Immediately, he'll become a Mahavaishnava. You know, that's the power of reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami mentions Chaitanya Yatha, Chaitanya Mangala Yatha Shunya Pashandi Yavan. Say Mahavaishnava Yatha Tatakshana. Tatakshana means at that particular moment, he immediately becomes a great devotee. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't, you know, have any qualifications. He doesn't, you know, prescribe any qualifications that you have to do this, you have to do this. Just anybody takes shelter of Lord Chaitanya, immediately becomes a devotee. That's the Phalastuti, in fact, you can say. And then, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is amazed at the book which Vrindavan Das Thakur has written. And he says, Manushya Rachite Nara, Aiche Granta Dhanya. He says, no human being can write like such a voluminous literature which Vrindavan Das Thakur has written. Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Vakta Sri Chaitanya. He says, Vrindavana Dasa Mukhe Vakta Sri Chaitanya. From the mouth of Vrindavan Das Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has spoken. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport mentions that the secret of a devotee's writing is that when he writes about a pastime, the Lord helps him. He does not write alone. So when a devotee writes, he does not write alone. The Lord helps him to write. That's what Srila Prabhupada mentions. Since a devotee writes in service to the Lord from within gives him so much of intelligence that he sits down near the Lord and goes on writing books. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami confirms that when Vrindavan Das Thakur was actually, what Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote was actually spoken of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he simply repeated it. The same holds true for Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita in his old age in an invalid condition. But it's such a sublime literature, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami says, a time will come when the people of the world will learn Bengali to read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Srila Prabhupada out of humility says, we are trying to present Chaitanya Charitamrita in English and do not know how successful it will be. But if one reads the original Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali, it will relish increasing ecstasy in devotional service. So it said that, you know, when the devotees have no ulterior motives and sincerely want to serve, then the Lord from within gives that, you know, empowers the devotee to do something wonderful and writes, to the extent you become a transparent via media, to that extent, you know, just the Lord manifests His mercy through. That's what we are seeing in the lives of Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. And here, after exclamation, what literature has been written, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami falls at the feet of Vrindavan Das. He says, Vrindavan Das Pade Koti Namaskar. You know, Aicha Grantha Kari Teno Tarila Samsar. He says, by writing such a literature, you have, you know, delivered the whole universe, you can say, by just writing this literature. And then he remembers Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother. How great that personality was. And she says, Narayani Chaitanya Uchishtha Bhajan. Narayani Chaitanya Uchishtha Bhajan. Tara Garbe Janmila Sri Dasa Vrindavana. He says, Narayani was eternally eating, is eternally eating the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narayani Chaitanya Uchishtha Bhajan. Tare Garbe Janmila Dasa Vrindavana. You know, from her womb, Vrindavan Das Thakur has appeared. And then in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning, again from Gaur Ganesh's Deepika, Ambikaya Swasa Yasin Namne Srila Kilimbika Krishna Chustam Prabhunjana Seyam Narayani Mataha. Says Ambikaya Swasa Yasin. There was a maid in the time of Krishna Leela. Her name was Ambika. And her younger sister was Kilimbika. And this Kilimbika would regularly eat the remnants of Sri Krishna. Krishna Chustam Prabhunjana. And that same personality, Kilimbika, came in Chaitanya Lila as Narayani. And as Narayani also, she would regularly eat the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's a story which goes on, you know, how Narayani, like, she was the daughter of Nalin Pandit, who was the elder brother of Shivas Thakur. So there were five of them. Shivas Thakur had three younger brothers and one younger elder brother. His name was Nalin Pandit. So Nalin Pandit's daughter is Narayani. So when Narayani was just a small child, Shivas Thakur got her all the way to Navadvip Dham. And she would regularly eat the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's a mention of how great, you know, like, manifested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, you can say, showed the greatness of Sri Narayani. Of course, just that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself empowered her. But he said that every day in the house of Shivas Thakur there would be kirtan going on, and because of which the neighbors would always get disturbed, as would normally be, you know, in this world nobody would like to someone to perform or glorify the holy names. So here these neighbors would always be envious, they would always be upset, and one day they heard that the Muslim king is going to send a couple of boats towards Navadvip because they wanted to stop this Sankirtan. And they shouted at Shivas and said, Shivas, because of you, we all will be in danger. Because not only you will be destroyed, but we will also be destroyed. Because along with you, we will also be either killed or tortured. You know, stop all this nonsense. And this was regularly going on. Shivas Thakur was feeling little depressed because, you know, regularly this kirtan was going on at the request of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this was a dilemma. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew about this. And one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just straight away entered into the house of Shivas. And Shivas Thakur was worshipping Lord Narasingadev. And Shivas Thakur said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, he said, Shivas, offer me worship. And Shivas Thakur glorified him with a lot of prayers. And then he said, Shivas, I know that you are fearful, but what do you have to fear? He said, I am residing as Paramatma in the heart of all, including that Muslim king also. If I don't permit him to arrest you, no one can arrest you. But still, if the Muslim king comes all the way here, I will go on the boat and encounter him. And if he tries to act independently, then what I'll do? I'll just tell him that you get all the mullahs, the qazis, the elephants, the horses, everyone, and get them to chant and weep tears. And if he's not able to do, then I will make them weep tears and go into ecstasy. Do you have doubt in my powers? Let me show you. And that time this four-year Narayani was there. He says, Narayani, come here. He says, chant Krishna. And Narayani started chanting Krishna. Krishna. When she started chanting Krishna, Krishna, she just went into ecstasy and she just became unconscious. And Shivas Thakur and all the others saw this happening, and Shivas Thakur said, we have no doubt, my dear Lord. How can that be possible? You are the supreme personality. Nothing can happen without your will. And then Shivas Thakur and all again glorified Lord Chaitanya. And the same Narayani is the mother of Vrindavan Das. It is said that Narayani got married to a devotee called as Vaikunthanath Vipra. And this Vaikunthanath Vipra was actually one of the family members of Malini Devi, who is the wife of Shivas Thakur. So Malini Devi was staying in, you know, family, father, mother, everyone staying in Mamgachi, that's in the island of Modrapadum Deep, one of the Nile Islands. And Vaikunthanath Vipra was one of the members of that family. And Malini Devi got married to Vaikunthanath Vipra. And it is said that not much is mentioned about Vaikunthanath Vipra because he did not develop very close association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So only Narayani has been identified from the maternal side. That is, from this side, you know, the mother's side, for Vrindavan Thakur, you know. So Vaikunath Vipra, he had a very short life. He just could not live for long, and he left his body. And Vrindavan Thakur appeared over there in Mamgachi, and he said that where he was growing, he was taken care of by Vasudev Dutt. And then later on, he went to a place called Denuda, and that's where he wrote this great epic, this book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, which he had heard from his mother, based on the things that Leela that he heard from his mother, as well as some of the things which are captured by Murari Gupta. So whatever he has heard from his mother and whatever Murari Gupta has written about initial pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as young Nimai, his childhood pastimes when he was going to the school, and his Leela till he got initiation. So all those Leelas which are registered or needed, written by Murari Gupta, that's what Vrindavan Das Thakur actually he wrote. And that he did in Denuda. And that was time when he was only about 30-31 years old. So he appeared in 1507, and this book was written in the year 1538 or 1539. And it said that Vrindavan Das Thakur had four prominent disciples, out of which the most prominent was Sri Ram Hari, who actually took over whatever Vrindavan Das Thakur had done. And Sri Ram Hari later on was the custodian of this particular book, Chaitanya Bhagavat. But then later on his disciples, they somehow the diverted away, and things did not go in the right way. But Sri Ram Hari was the person who actually had possessed all these assets of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. And the principal deities of Vrindavan Das, that is Gaur Nitya, are still worshipped in Mamgachi. So this is how the information is about Vrindavan Das Thakur's childhood pastimes. And Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that while in Denuda, he was, Prabhupada mentions also, while in Denuda, he actually had association of Srila Nityananda Prabhu. And in his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, he wrote all the childhood pastimes, but at the same time, he also described in great detail about Nityananda Prabhu's Leela. And the book became voluminous, too much. He went on writing and he realized that he has written a lot. And then he stopped, like that. So that's why Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, out of humility, mentions that, ki I am going to write only whatever he has not touched. Tara ki adbhuta chaitana charita varnana yahara shravane shuddha kaila tribhuvana. He says, what a wonderful description is given about pastimes. Anyone in three worlds hears it is purified. Vrindavana dasa kaila chaitanya mangala tahate chaitanya varnila sakala. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Sri Chaitanya Mangala and described in respects the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Chandrila Leela Ananta Apar Varnite Varnite Grantha Haila Vistar. The pastimes of Chaitanya are unlimited, unfathomable, but describing this, the bookkeeping became very voluminous. Vistara Dekhya Kichu Sankocha Haila Mana Sutra Drita Kona Leela Nakaila Varnan. He then saw them so extensive that he later felt that some have not been properly described. Nityananda Leela Varna Haila Avesha Chaitanya Shesha Leela Raila Avashesha. He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but the later pastimes of Chaitanya remained untold. Chaitanya Leela Te Vyasa Vrindavana Dasa Tare Kripa Vina Anya Nahaya Prakash. He says Vrindavan Das Thakur is an authorized writer on the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, but without his mercy, one cannot describe these pastimes. Chaitanya Lilare Vyasa Dasa Vrindavana Tara Agyaya Karo Taha Uchishta Charvana.
He says actually the authorized compiler of pastimes is Srila Vrindavanadas Thakur, the incarnation of Vyasadeva. Only upon his orders am I trying to chew the remnants of food that he has left. So this is called Maryada Vrittikam. You know, just doesn't want to, you know, surpass what his previous acharyas. Vrindavanadas, Krishna's Kaviraj goes out of, you know, he says that whatever Vrindavanadas Thakur has written, you know, he has left something, remnants, which I am going to be describing. Bhakti kares ridhare tara charana sheshalilara sutragana kariya varnana. Placing his lotus feet upon my head in great devotion, I shall describe in summary the Lord's final pastimes. So because Vrindavanadas Thakur has not touched the final pastimes of the Lord, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says, I will describe those pastimes. You know? And then subsequently he mentions, Sahaja Vichitra Madhura Chaitanya Vihar Vrindavana Dasya Mukha Amritirathara. By nature, all the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very, very wonderful. But when they are described by Vrindavanadas Thakur, they are very madhur. They are like nectar. And it says that, Ateva taha varnile haya punarupte dambakari varni yadi taiche nahi shakti. Therefore, I very humbly submit that since these incidents have been nicely described in Vrindavanadas Thakur, I would be very proud to repeat the same thing. And this would not be very good. I do not have such powers. And then he says, Ateva tarapaye kari namaskara tarapaye aparadha naho kamar. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto lotus feet of Vrindavanadas Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. It says that Prabhura Gambhira Lila na paribhujite buddhi pravesha nahi tate na parivarnite. I cannot understand the deep meaningful passion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My intelligence cannot penetrate them and therefore I could not properly describe them, he says. He says, Ateva Shri Sabha Lila na pari varni bhare, samapti karilu lila ke kari namaskare. It is impossible for me to describe all the pastimes elaborately. I shall only describe, end this description, offer my respectful obeisances. And then, he just mentions about it. Tara sutre ache tena na kaila varnana, yaha katha jite kari se lila kathana. Some of the incidents that he did not describe elaborately but only summarized, and this I shall try to describe in this book. So he is trying to say that, you know, things in Chaitanya Bhagavad which is not described, especially the childhood pastimes, those I will describe elaborately. The rest of the things I will just give a synopsis. So out of humility, you know, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is trying to present this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Shesha Lila is, you know, whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has performed after he had taken initiation, sannyas, and went to stay in Jagannath Puri. And, you know, those, according to Chaitanya Lilamrita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Madhya Lila is the one where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels to the south and to Vrindavan. And the Anti Lila is the last 18 years where he only stayed in Jagannath Puri, and he was in Ekant, you know, he was just only absorbed in the Lila of Radha and Krishna. So these are the pastimes which Chaitanya, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami elaborately described, and his teachings were based on the, you know, whatever he has heard from Raghunathas Goswami, who actually had heard from Swarup Damodar. Raghunathas Goswami was the serving Swarup Damodar Goswami while he was there at Jagannath Puri. He is also called as Swarupuri Raghunath. There are so many Raghunaths, Raghunath Bhatt, Raghunath, so Swarupuri Raghunath. Raghunath is the disciple of, you can say, follower of Swarup Damodar. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, whatever he has written, he heard from Raghunathas Goswami on the banks of Radhakund, and that's where he wrote this Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is mentioned that you know, Krishna's Govinda Goswami, out of humility, he says, how can I describe the Leela of Lord Chaitanya? You know, he says that the sky is unlimited. Many birds fly higher, but according to their own abilities. Aiche Mahaprabhu Leela Rahi Ora Par. Jivahana Keva Samyak Pare Varni Bhar. This is the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like the unlimited sky. How can an ordinary living being describe them all?
Yavata buddhira gati tateka varnim samudrera madhyena ekach kana chunilun.
He says, I can describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean. So he is saying that, you know, whatever I am just going to present is just a drop in the midst of a great ocean of the Leela of Lord Chaitanya.
Nityananda Kripa Patra Vrindavan Das Chaitanya Leelaya Teno Hayena Adi Vyas.
He says Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Chaitanya's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasdev in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says because he has received the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he is the original Vyasdev. And he has described the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then he has mentioned something very nice. He says,
Tara Agya Yadyapi Sabha Leelara Bhandar Tathapi Alpa Varniya Chhadi Lenar.
He says, although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, but he has left aside most of them and described but a small portion out of his mercy for me. He has left aside, you know, most and described but a small portion. He has left aside.
Ye kichu varnilo siya sankshepa kariya likhite na parena tabu rakhi achena likhya.
Whatever I described was left by Vrindavan Das Thakur, but although he could not describe his pastimes, he gave us a synopsis. He could not describe, but he gave us a synopsis. And those things I described, no problem. And the last two verses are very nice. He says,
Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu Dugdabhi Saman.
Chaitanya Lilamrita Sindhu. The ocean of nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like Dugdabdha Saman. Like an ocean of milk. It's like an ocean of milk. And it says, Trishna Nurupa Jhari Bhare Teno Kailapan.
Vrindavan Das Thakur had got a big pitcher. A jug, big jug.
He says, Trishna Anurupa, he was being thirsty. Trishna Anurupa, Jhari Bhari, Telo Kailapan.
Vrindavan Das Thakur has, you know, filled a jug full from that ocean of milk and he drank, you know, to his satisfaction.
He was thirsty, he drank the full. According to his thirst, Vrindavan Das Thakur filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean.
And he says, Tara Jari Sheshamrita Kichimura Dila.
You know? He says, Tara Jari Sheshamrita Kichimura Dila. From that Jari, Sheshamrita Kichimura Dila. He gave me a little bit from that Jari, from that pitcher. And then what happened with me?
Tate ke bharila pet. Tate ke bharila peta Trishna Mora Gela.
He says, after drinking that also, whatever remnants of milk Vrindavan Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. You know, now my thirst is completely satiated. He says, Trishna Mora Gela. My thirst is gone. So, we can understand that, you know, for us, it is so much of nectar. Chaitanya Charitamrita is so much of nectar. And that Vrindavan, Krishna's Kailas Goswami is saying that it's just a drop from that pitcher. Vrindavan Thakur drank from the pitcher and Sheshamrita Kichumura Dila, give me a little bit from that, and that I have given. My thirst is also satiated. And this is what is Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is given to us. And what Srila Prabhupada has given, Srila Prabhupada gave us this Chaitanya Charitamrita with his purports. And when we read this Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat, we also become so much satisfied. You know, like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said that if I am, you know, stuck in a island somewhere, I would prefer to have Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's okay, that's enough for me. Srila Prabhupada had this Chaitanya Charitamrita with him also. So, you can see that, you know, when we read this Chaitanya Charitamrita and when we read Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's so much of nectar in that. And if you can just take shelter of these literatures, we can understand the conclusions of the Vedic literatures, and when we read Srimad Bhagavatam through that, through the eyes of those, then we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. We can understand it. We can understand the whole Krishna consciousness as clear as the sun. So, just on this particular day, we just beg at the lotus feet of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that by their kind mercy upon us, we can take shelter of this holy literatures, and by taking shelter we can perfect our lives and do something tangible for the mission of Srila Prabhupada and thus please the previous acharyas also. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.